You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There could be a bus system strike. Negotiators from the Milwaukee County Transit System and union leaders will meet again today after union members overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike. That could mean a bus service shutdown if talks fail. Nearly all union members backed the strike authorization, citing frustration over budget shortfalls and safety concerns. It was recently revealed there's an almost $11 million deficit with the transit system, and several top transit officials have stepped down. Overall, crime is down in Milwaukee. However, there is an increase in one pretty big category. Milwaukee's latest crime statistics show overall crime is dropping, but homicides are up compared to last year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson yesterday reported 69 homicides in the first half of 2025, compared to 61 in the same period last year. Other violent crimes, like carjackings and robberies, fell by 11%. A major update to Milwaukee's housing strategy is moving forward. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports a Common Council committee gave unanimous support to the housing element plan on Tuesday. The mayor's plan encourages more diverse housing types and aims to remove barriers to building near transit. It does not allow for the building of duplexes citywide. Officials say the plan was revised after extensive community engagement. This was the plan previously called Growing MKE. It was rebranded following concerns that it centered more on a population growth target than servicing existing residents. The full council will vote on the proposal next week. The next step in Judge Hannah Dugan's federal case will come in early August. That's when there will likely be a ruling on her dismissal motion and a trial date set, if applicable. Judge Lynn Edelman told lawyers during a hearing yesterday he'll convene in 10 days for a status update as both sides prepare for a possible trial. Dugan, charged with obstructing immigration enforcement, argues judicial immunity should apply. A magistrate judge this week recommended that the case proceed. Demonstrators gathered outside the courthouse yesterday, chanting in support of the suspended judge. Visitation starts at 11, a funeral at 2:30. Tomorrow there will be squad cars from all over the state in Brookfield for the service of fallen Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He was killed in an ambush on June 26th. Services are taking place at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. There will be a 10-mile processional to follow, leading to the Wisconsin Memorial Park. There's a new pest to look out for. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is advising residents to be on the lookout for another invasive insect that's been spreading towards the state. The Asian longhorn beetle has not been confirmed in Wisconsin yet, but it has spread to neighboring Midwest states. The invasive beetle is most active during the summer months and poses a threat to trees that shed their leaves every fall. They're typically a little over an inch long and have a shiny black body with white spots and long antennae with black and white stripes.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Ball game! Frelick scores! And the Brewers win! They sweep the Dodgers! Jackson Churio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee, and after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape it, make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.